Someone answer that damn phone.
I like it that they use up valuable recording time for kids screaming. It's my favorite. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What if you knew you were one of those kids on that recording from way back in 1978.
Meaning like that was your story, you were that guy?
Yeah.
And at every party you'd go, you know that guy?
That guy. That's me. He's told me that like 57 times.
That's me on that.
In the last 5 minutes.
I think I'd be miserable.
Yeah. I was like, wait, so are you the recording? Are you on that recording?
I don't believe so. I thought I found
the explanation.
Recorded in that.
What's up, dog?
I don't think so.
How are you?
Hanging and begging?
Yeah. Living. I'm still living.
You're still living?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Gimme Five.
Okay. We did Friends yesterday, and we had so many suggestions and requests. We're going to do it again today.
We didn't anticipate this one.
Didn't, yeah.
A lot of times we do anticipate.
Yeah.
But this one we didn't anticipate going 2 days, but
so we're going to go not? Second day of songs with Friends in the title.
We have in-law problems that we're going to talk about in the 4 o'clock hour.
I'm so happy that I have not had that issue.
Same.
Really?
Yeah, same.
Really good in-laws.
That would be awful.
Yeah, totally.
The White House cocaine scandal.
Nah.
Love it.
It's pretty damn funny.
Threads?
Yeah, are you on yet? I can't find you. Oh, I can't find you.
I am on. It's the same name. What are you talking about? You can't find me.
I mean, I don't think I can. Did you?
I don't think we know what we're doing yet.
Yeah. Did you join last night? Was it just last night that everybody?
I think it was.
Or was it the night before?
I don't know.
I can't even remember.
Honestly,
I've been on it for so long.
I joined today.
Yeah.
So that's why maybe you didn't find me. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
We're going to talk about it and figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
And a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Trixie, who's going to explain the in-depths of
the threads and what the outs.
Is it really the new Twitter? Because I do
it's
feel
got
like
issues.
Everybody has been lined up on the edge of the boat, ready to jump.
Yeah, and Elon just keeps coming along and kicking their butts. Okay, so you can't use TweetDeck now. Okay, you can only see this many characters.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? The advertiser's too bad. Nobody can see
you. So it's like, I'm ready to jump, but I don't know where to jump yet.
Yeah.
And this seems like it might be a
place. I'm on so many different boats. I'm on my feet on a ton of different boats. And they all kind of suck.
You're followed by three on each one.
Yeah, exactly.
Three people.
And I follow 600.
So we will talk about that coming up. And also, we've got your Billy Idol tickets.
Yeah.
Qualify for that trip to Las Vegas.
Anytime you hear us play Billy Idol, be caller 25, and we will qualify you for that trip. You go see him in October. Tickets are on sale right this second at Ticketmaster.com. But keep listening for Billy for your chance to win.
Kevin, it was on This Day in Rock in 1968 with that song right there from the Rolling Stones. Hit number one on the U.S. singles chart. It was there.
When you use this voice.
Hey, that's right. That's my regular voice. This is how I actually talk out in public.
That was our fifth number one single they had. It was on This Day in Rock in 68.
All right.
What were you doing that day? Do you remember? Where were you on the night of the 5th?
Throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
Screw that bastard. Hey, is he on Threads yet?
I don't know. I haven't searched him out. I've only heard from him once since I was a kid.
That must have been so creepy and freaky and weird when you finally heard from the guy you've been talking about on the radio for 30 years.
I have a running joke that when I was that age, I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner, because we used to have rock fights all the time. We used to, from his house and my house, we used to throw rocks at each other.
Kids.
Right. And we would hit cars and windows and stuff. It was a disaster.
Yes. And then all of a sudden,
I make that joke for 20 years, and then the phone rings, and he goes, hey, it's Robbie Joyner. And I was like, what?
You made him prove it, right? Mm-hmm. You, like, ask him a couple weird questions.
Asked him what the name of the street was that we lived on and what his dad did for a living.
Well, there you go.
And he passed it.
Huh. That's so weird.
It was so bizarre. Because
he said, quit talking about me.
It had just become someone's name. It wasn't even real anymore. It was just a punchline.
And also weird that you probably in your head still picture him as a little kid. It's like impossible to think of him as an adult.
Of course.
Which is weird.
He's sort of my age.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Really old.
Yeah. Super old.
How dare you.
So let's talk
CB's on Threads.
Is this the new Twitter?
I don't know. It's already got issues. I mean, you know, the whole Twitter thing is awesome in that in this job, we need it because you need.
Yes, it's very usable.
Yes.
Very useful in this job.
You can ask all sorts of questions. You can get so many suggestions. I use it daily because of a couple of jobs that I have.
Yep.
I mean, it's a necessity.
Agreed.
But he's trying to screw it up. I'm not going to pay for it. I didn't pay to be on the CB radio back in the day. I've never paid to be on Facebook or Instagram.
Let's start with this report. Okay.
This morning, the highly anticipated rival platform to Twitter.
Let's talk about how long it's been since she's pooped. What on earth? What is her story?
This morning, something happened that was really huge.
X-Lax stacked.
What's happening?
This morning, the highly anticipated rival platform to Twitter is now live. Facebook and Instagram's parent company, Meta, launching Threads overnight.
It's not Threads. What's wrong with you?
Friendster.
It's just Threads.
The new text-based app arriving a day earlier than expected.
It looks like a mashup of, like, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
It's exactly like Twitter.
It sort of looks just like Twitter.
Yeah. He doesn't know. He probably hasn't seen it yet.
I don't know. It looks like those things.
I think it looks like that.
Nope. Don't look anything.
This morning.
Facebook.
Overnight founder Mark Zuckerberg announcing Threads reached 10 million signups in its first 7 hours.
I mean, it's already...
That's impressive.
Something even crazier. It's way past that hour. You know, the big reason for that is if you have an Instagram account, you can, and it just basically does, take everybody you deal with on Instagram and moves them over.
Yep.
So that...
It makes it very simple if you're on Instagram.
Super populated it immediately.
Yep, agreed. Yeah.
Celebrities from Oprah to Kim Kardashian to Jennifer Lopez.
To Kevin and Sluggo.
Already joining the app that looks fairly similar to Twitter. The launch coming just days after Twitter announced limits on its app.
What was he thinking? Why would you do that? That'd be like us saying, all right, you've listened to the radio for 4 hours. Now you can't listen anymore unless you send us $10.
He's dumb.
He's so dumb.
He doesn't know how to work with the public.
No.
That's the problem. He's on the engineering side. Incredibly brilliant engineer.
But it doesn't translate.
No, it does not.
You and I have worked at places where it was amazing and small,
mm-hmm.
and then got bought by a big company that didn't know what they were doing.
Yes, many times.
And they wrecked it.
And they ruined it. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Including how many posts users can read per day.
Why?
I don't know.
That's the stupidest thing
Another
ever.
Another way to get people to pay, I assume.
And no one's going to do that. That's when they all jumped ship. That's why Threads was just as perfect timing.
It was perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
The changes led by controversial billionaire Elon Musk.
I'll say what I want to say, and if the consequence of that is losing money, so be it.
All right. So be it.
Well, you did it, dude. Yeah. What's it valued at now? It's got to be $44 billion he paid for it. It ain't worth that now.
No, I'm guessing it's not.
Meta describing its vision as creating positive and creative space to express ideas, leveraging Instagram's more than 2 billion users. Posts on the app can be up to 500 characters long with links, photos, and videos up to 5 minutes.
I mean, it's all exactly the same. I mean, I'm going to stay on Twitter.
You're choosing between Zuckerberg and...
Yeah. Well, they're the lesser of two evils.
Right. So who's...
Of this week. They go back and forth of who's worse.
So who's worse? I don't know that we have an option of someone good.
No.
Running a social network.
I guess not.
So you just pick whichever one has the least issues.
But I'm okay with it. It's all fun. To me, I don't care. You know, I like interacting with humans. It is useful. Yes.
It is useful
and
for
necessary.
Us.
I have to have it.
Yeah, agreed.
No choice.
To do something.
Yeah. But I don't think one, I mean, I don't think, you know, I've already done Hive and Post and Spoutable. I've been on all
these
platforms.
I don't know any of those.
Yeah, and none of them, they all were like, well, I think this is going to be the one that takes over Twitter. And you never
guess
it.
But this is Facebook.
Yeah.
So now you're going, I don't know, Facebook
definitely better
is a
chance.
Big enough company. Yeah. Meta is a big enough company.
See, Elon is driving it into a wall.
He really is. He's doing Zuckerberg a huge service. Let me just take this Twitter and just tank it.
Let's see what goes from there. Whatever. All right. Well, see you on Threads.
Yes.
We're on Threads now. Come play. I swear, when I was a kid, I heard the unedited version on the radio all the time.
I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Awesome. Ooh, he said a naughty word. Ooh.
Let's talk about the White House and the cocaine, because this story is kind of hilarious. Don't you think it's funny, like, how much attention has been paid to this?
It's very funny.
I mean, there are a lot of people who can get to these areas, but they've done a lot of researching. And the cocaine was found in an entrance area between the foyer and the lower-level lobby.
I mean, how do they not have cameras everywhere? They should be able to see every single angle of
the coke drop. Wherever. The entrance is near where some vehicles, like the Vice President limo or SUV park.
Uh-huh.
It is one floor below the main West Wing office. And the same floor is a situation room and a dining hall.
Well, you know, there's no fighting in the war room. And the situation room has always been a party zone, man. Like, when we used to go to the White House back in the day.
Sure.
You know.
That's where you
just
go.
Just, like, hookers and blow everywhere.
Of course.
That was in the 70s. But still.
I do see the Heineken 00 hotline ringing.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have...
I don't know. Hello?
Hello. The best president in the history of the United States right here.
Hello?
I don't think Sluggo's going to appreciate this much.
I heard you talking about the White House.
Yes.
Nobody knows the White House better than I do, okay?
Okay.
A lot of people are saying that. Of all the presidents, no, I knew the White House.
Who's ever said that?
No, I did hear 57 people say that just today.
It's not a conversation.
A lot of people, more than 50,000 people. 50,000 people.
All right.
In Pickens, South Carolina, said it.
Okay. Right, okay.
So knowing all about that particular building, what's your takeaway? I can't say, sir.
Let me say, this is the worst thing, okay? The worst thing that's ever happened in the history of being a president in the White House.
Tiny
okay?
little baggie
it
of...
Is?
Of
nothing could be worse. Let anyone tell you boxes of documents, okay? Not important. This is important.
That somebody accidentally dropped their blow?
Can't have cocaine, okay? Cocaine in the White House. It's a disgrace. The worst thing that's ever happened. Maybe a transsexual booby. Also worst thing.
Some were viewed. That's true. That's true.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened, and we need... Well, the guy's not a real president, okay? Stolen election.
Let's not go back there. We wanted to talk about cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine.
For God's sakes.
What's your drug of choice?
If I was in the White House again, mm-hmm. as I should be, all right?
Yep.
You would never find cocaine in the White House.
Okay.
Don Jr. would make sure that there wouldn't be any left. I call him my little dustbuster, okay? He's unbelievable. He gets every little grain. You wouldn't find any.
Apparently.
No Coke in the White House. Diet Coke, okay? I like Diet Coke.
Right. You have a little red button.
Adderall, all right? I love Adderall.
You love Adderall, okay. All right.
But you wouldn't find any cocaine. Not one tiny little bit of cocaine.
It does seem to help with weight loss. Have you ever considered maybe just, you know, going down that route?
I'm an Ozempic guy, okay? I'm all about the Ozempic.
You are, okay. It's not working.
Inject it right into my Big Macs, and they say it'll be fine.
Well,
only the best drugs, okay? I only had the best drugs at the White House.
Sure.
Whatever cocaine they had, I bet mine was much better. A lot of people saying I had the best cocaine.
I've never heard anyone talk about the level of your cocaine.
Biden's cocaine's the worst, okay? We all know it. Let's face it. And what about Hillary's emails? Hillary would ship cocaine in her email special delivery.
You can't do that with email.
You download an email. A bag of cocaine would fall out.
I adore my mother-in-law, this person says. She's a great woman and grandmother. However, she has this annoying habit of not asking me directly about anything. She talks about things which affect my daughter and or myself with my husband. And then they inform me of their answer.
Oh, how it's going to be.
Of the decision.
Wow, that's a little rough.
I was reading this on BuzzFeed, and I was thinking to myself, I don't think Sluggo or myself have had any problems with in-laws.
You know, people are always making jokes about the mother-in-law and just how horrible it is, and I was so pleased that my mother-in-law ruled. I mean, just unbelievably cool. I mean, just and
that's rare.
Very rare. Yeah. I know it is. Both of them are just great, the in-laws, and she, my wife, gets along with my parents as well.
So we would like to talk to you, though, if...
That's unusual, though.
If you've had issues.
Yeah. What sort of story?
In-law problems at 818-955-KLOS. My mother-in-law showed me a picture of my husband's ex-girlfriend the first time we met.
The first time?
And compared me to the ex in every way imaginable throughout the night.
Wow.
My husband later told me that his mom didn't even like his ex and was equally awful to her.
Huh.
I love my husband, and I have no regrets for marrying him,
sure.
But my mother-in-law is a piece of work.
No kidding. Wow, that is amazing.
Can you imagine
no.
that?
No. What's the point? Wow, you don't take my son away. I
red
guess.
Flag for my mother-in-law. She named everything after her son, my husband. Her email was his name, her license plate, passwords, and so on. She's obsessed with him.
Wow.
And barely tolerates her. And she has twisted.
Get away, you shrew!
Somehow it's all my fault. You can hear that from all in-laws, can't you?
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS. In-law problems. Maybe yours didn't go quite as smoothly as you hoped? And your in-law didn't welcome you with open arms? ? 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, hello.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about in-laws disasters.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for this segment to come on. I was eager to hit that call button.
Uh-oh.
So, So, my mother-in-law, she's pretty awesome in a way until it gets to cleanliness.
Oh.
So, my fiance and I, we live with her. And we'll spend maybe a couple hours cleaning up the whole downstairs while she's at work, because she works overnight.
Right.
Within the 8 hours of her getting home and, like, waking up after getting home, the whole downstairs is trashed.
Wow.
There's, like, 6 coffee cups. Like, the trash is thrown on the table when there's a trash can right next to her. And, like, maybe 15 different plates. It's like, how many things do you need? Like,
so she, if you guys weren't there doing that, how long before she'd be swallowed up in garbage?
You know, not long.
Has she always been that way?
Yeah, and she'll scream, clean this house. This house is a mess. It's like, well, yeah, you freaking made it that way.
You do it. Yeah. Wait, you got to do it.
She's the one that makes it dirty, and then she yells at you for it being dirty?
Yes.
Holy crap.
And we're backed up, like, up to our necks in laundry, and half fits her clothes, and she always like, I never have any clothes, and it goes, buy new clothes. And then doesn't wash it, makes us wash it. By the time he gets to wash it, it just smells all dewy and just, ugh.
Did your wife clean up after herself?
Yeah.
So she learned it on her own. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Wow.
It's like, oh my God, it's every day.
Wow, very strange.
It's the definition of insanity.
Wow.
That is crazy. Crazy talk. Sorry.
Well, right on. Thank you for calling. That's exactly what we're talking about. Your in-laws are insane.
In-law problems. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, hello.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you. We're talking about in-laws disasters.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for this segment to come on. Oh. I was eager to hit that call button.
Uh-oh.
So my mother-in-law, she's pretty awesome in a way until it gets to cleanliness.
Oh.
So my fiance and I, we live with her. And we'll spend maybe a couple hours cleaning up the whole downstairs while she's at work, because she works overnight.
Right.
Within the 8 hours of her getting home and, like, waking up after getting home, the whole downstairs is trashed.
Wow.
There's, like, 6 coffee cups. Like, the trash is thrown on the table when there's a trash can right next to her, and, like, maybe 15 different plates. It's like, how many things do you need? Like,
so she, if you guys weren't there doing that, how long before she'd be swallowed up in garbage?
You know, not long.
Has she always been that way?
Yeah, and she'll scream, clean this house. This house is a mess. It's like, well, yeah, you freaking made it that way.
You do it. Yeah. Wait, you got to do it.
She's the one that makes it dirty, and then she yells at you for it being dirty?
Yes.
Holy crap.
And we're backed up, like, up to our necks in laundry, and half fits her clothes, and she always like, I never have any clothes. And it goes, buy new clothes, and then doesn't wash it, makes us wash it. By the time we get to wash it, it just smells all dewy and just, ugh.
Did your wife clean up after herself?
Yeah.
So she learned it on her own. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Wow.
It's like, oh my God, it's every day.
Wow, very strange.
It's the definition of insanity.
Wow.
That is crazy. Crazy talk. Sorry.
Well, right on. Thank you for calling. That's exactly what we're talking about. Your in-laws are insane.
In-law problems. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about in-law problems, we just took a call from a guy who said that his mother-in-law, he lives with her.
Yeah, they live together there at the house, and when she goes off to work, they have to clean the house because she's such an incredible slob.
Right, he was complaining that she's the one that makes the mess.
And then insists that they do.
Yes.
Like, clean this mess up.
Right.
But what about you? You got in-law problems? We want to hear about it. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hey, you know, the guy who just was on the radio complaining about his in-law and his mom. You know, he better watch out. He's probably getting free rent. And
I was wondering about that. I was going to ask him, and we didn't ask, because he said that they are living in her house.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe she wants them out so that she trashes the place all the time.
Heads up, buddy. You have a gift horse. Don't look it in the mouth.
That is a great heads up. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
You have a problem with an in-law?
My mother.
Uh-oh.
My mother is crazy, so, yeah, my husband, I feel bad for him.
How long did you wait before you finally gave in to the inevitable he had to meet her?
It was about a couple of years while we were dating before he finally got to meet her. And then when he met her, he said, yeah, I see why you kept me away from
her. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
So you're the one that has to keep your own mom away from your husband.
Yeah. I keep my mom away from me, too, most of the time. Yeah.
Give us an example of something that she said or did that would be like, oh, that's not right, Mom. What are you doing?
She thinks that she can parent everybody else's children better than they can parent them. Yeah. She wants to parent my kids, my husband's. other kids and
right.
everybody else's kids.
Right. Yeah, that would be very, very... Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're the grandparent, you get to kick back, and you don't have to do that anymore. She should enjoy this time. Yeah. Like, ah, you guys screw up.
I think so, too. Yeah. But
it's not working out that way?
No, so she only gets to see the grandkids very rarely.
Right.
So. I got gotcha.
That's probably wise. Yeah. Right on. Well, thank you for calling. Good luck.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
818-955-KLOS.
In-law problems. You got them? Call us. KLOS, hello.
It's George. How's it going?
What's up, George? George? Talking about in-law problems.
No, I heard that. That's why I had the call.
Let's hear. What is it?
Well, my mother-in-law was insane. But we got the cure. She died.
Oh, she died. Okay.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, who knew?
That's the answer.
One hopes by natural causes and not your causes.
No, not my causes. My father-in-law died and both of my parents are gone, but now my wife and I were in-laws.
Oh, and now you're seeing how easy it is to be weird.
But we're like cool in-laws.
Sure.
I'd like to hear their version of it. Your kid's version of it.
Well, I listen to KLOS, don't I?
Oh, right. There you go. You rule.
The cure for problem in-laws is just death.
Good to know.
Give me five songs in a...
Yeah, hand them over. Nobody gets hurt. Hand over them five songs, buddy.
We had something else planned, but we had too many friends.
Yeah, you know, yesterday we were taking songs with friend in the title, and when we got done, someone suggested Zeppelin from Zeppelin 370, and we hadn't played it. And I'm like, well, clearly we got to do at least
another day.
Yeah, so we lied to you on social media. It's not hit and miss. It's friends. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Something super psychotic about that song, and I appreciate it as a result.
It's strange, yeah.
The sound is so cool. It is day two of songs with friend in the title. And wow, do we have one for you now. Kirk, what a great idea. Unbelievable.
Great suggestion.
A little more keyboard action. Gary Newman. Are friends electric? Question mark? I'm wondering if anybody else was hearing the record pops in that. Actual vinyl right there.
Here twice. That was cool. I don't know why it's cool.
I know. I love hearing. I got so used to hearing scratches and pops in my music that when I hear a digital copy of it, I'm like, where the hell is it?
What just happened?
Kirk, well done. Suggesting that one from Gary Newman, best known for Cars, Our Friends Electric, because it's all about songs with the word friend in the title. And this one didn't turn up yesterday, so that's why we got day two. It is Queen on 95.5 KLO. I really ran the gamut this time from
sure did.
Gary Newman, Tube Way Army, to Grateful Dead there. And that one wasn't on vinyl. That should have been on vinyl.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was for Tim who called, and we would have put him on the air, but I screwed up. Come on, man. Push the right buttons, will you?
Listen, you can only do what you can do.
Hey, tomorrow night it's the All Request Fest. Friday night, nothing but party music. But one last friend song now from the Cars on KLO. That's...
We're really going to go off the rails here.
Yeah, what the hell is going on? Are you
We're
serious?
We're really going off the rails now.
So we did Gary Newman.
Yeah.
New wave artist extraordinaire.
Right.
Grateful Dead. Uh-huh. And now what is this?
This is Jesus from Santa Ana. We asked him three times. All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Hank Williams Jr.?
I mean, it does have friends in the title.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's kind of a rowdy country
Doors,
party song.
You couldn't find the Doors for some reason. So. There you go. You get a request for it, and it fits the damn thing. And you know what? All Request Fest tomorrow. You got something insane? You let us know.
What a weird half hour this was. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Facebook parent company Meta on Wednesday officially launched a new app that is called Threads. As a direct rival to Twitter.
And it is pretty damn direct. It's very much like interacting with Twitter. I signed up that first day and immediately loaded in all these people following that I was following and were following me because of Instagram.
Made it pretty easy.
Yeah, it just moves everything over from Instagram. So.
But we do have our IT expert, Trixie, who's
hey,
on the line
Trixie.
With us. Trixie, hi.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo, how are you guys doing?
We're good. Trying to protect Trixie's identity by calling him Trixie.
That's right, Dollface. We want to make sure you're safe with your job. Let's keep other people safe with their internet stuff.
For your OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
Tell us about Threads. What do you know?
Yeah, so about a couple months ago, you started hearing rumors about Meta wanting to do this type of text-based, picture-based, kind of like a Twitter rival. And if you recall, Elon laid off most of Twitter back in like November or so. And these rumors started up about like January, maybe February, right about the time when their severance package would have probably ended. So my guess is that Zuckerberg hired a lot of these Twitter engineers that were let go to build this Threads product.
I've never understood why people like radio stations in particular are likely to let people go that are going to go across the street and help out over there. I mean, that's just, it has happened for decades now, and the same thing with this. All those engineers that got let go for no good reason, clearly going to go find another job, and it's going to be there.
Yeah, in most cases, they're trying to save money, which is another reason why Twitter went down on July 1st, which was perfect timing for Threads, by the way, because so July 1st, Twitter went down. You started seeing where Elon was saying that you could only see a certain amount of tweets.
Yeah, limit.
From what I've seen from multiple people that I know, they said that Elon just didn't pay his bill to Google.
What, really?
Why do rich people do that?
What?
That's so typical.
Yeah. So Google didn't give him enough space. So if you're not paying your bill, they're going to lower how much usage that Twitter can use. So Google did that. And so Elon was like, well, you guys can't see a lot of tweets anymore. Because he didn't pay his bill. But perfect time for Threads to come out.
Yeah.
Because it is really, really easy to follow people. Like you were saying, a user can just simply download the app, log on with their Instagram account. So you need an Instagram account in order to get started with Threads. That's like one of the downsides to it. But you sign up, you follow all your users that you already follow through Instagram, and pretty much good to go. And you start seeing all kinds of news feeds within your, it's called Threads. I'm not sure what they're actually going to call it. I've heard people call it Zucks instead of tweets and whatnot. So,
please.
Nope.
I'm not saying Zucks.
Nope.
It's not happening.
Nope.
So with Threads, like you said, it's very similar to Twitter, so much so that Twitter sent a cease and desist to Meta.
Yeah.
Which made me kind of chuckle because I'm thinking to myself, well, didn't Elon see the social network where Jesse Eisenberg said, hey, any guy that built a nice chair isn't owed money by everybody else who built a chair.
Right.
He just had an idea and I made it better.
Right.
And that's exactly what Zuckerberg did here as well.
And hire the people who designed the chair. I mean, duh.
Exactly.
That's what's going to happen.
And that's why I think that they were able to make this product so quickly like January, February to now. I think they hired those engineers.
Sure,
so
of course.
Within 2 hours, 2 million people were signed up. Last night's read was 30 million users
and
95 million posts, and this was all 24 hours into it. So comparing the two, if you're on Threads, you can publish up to 500 characters in length.
I won't read it, but you can.
Yeah, go ahead. Type up a storm.
Exactly. There's this text saying TLDR, too long, didn't read. that's one of the reasons I signed up for Twitter is because I like short posts.
Me too. And I don't even like the Threads bit. If you can't get it said in that short amount of time, shut up.
Yeah. So 500 characters, a little bit too much for me, but it's
whatever.
People will be happy with that.
The only thing I don't like so far that I've seen is it's kind of like Instagram and in that you're seeing a bunch of people you're not following and not, you don't have the choice of, hey, I want to see the people I follow and only the people I follow. That's not available yet. That's kind of lame.
I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I think that's something that may be coming down the line, but I think what Zuckerberg wanted to do was at least jump into the Twitter misconfiguration or not paying your bills and whatnot and say, like, hey, come look at Threads. This is ready to go.
Yep.
We'll
do you think
as we go on?
Do you think Zuckerberg and Meta are a more stable company to run something like this because they already run Facebook and have had to jump a lot of hoops?
Yeah, absolutely. And also because they're a public company, so they have to answer to all their stockholders and whatnot. So there's going to be a lot of things that the software or the app's going to have to be up and running 24/7, so they likely have their redundancy in place. The thing is, though, since Meta's a public company, they're going to have strict rules in place as to what kind of content they're going
to
see.
That's so all right.
You're not going to see a lot of the hate speech or disturbing images.
Good.
unfortunately for some of your listeners, you may not see a lot of nudity on there.
Maybe
forget it then. Yeah, and I got to say, I mean, you know, if you really aren't doing any of the social media, you know, I mean, it's kind of fun. And it's not like Facebook at all. You find old friends and people you haven't talked to in a long time. It's just to see what's going on right now in the world. And that's kind of what's interesting. Right this second, this is trending. This is happening. And Twitter was a great, great platform for it. But someone who didn't know what they were doing came along and pushed it off track. And it's crashing and burning. So we're just all looking for a different way to find that instant information.
And this seems to be the one. It's in the App Store. It's called Threads.
Yeah.
And you can download it now.
Trending number one right now out of all social media platforms.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's fun to use. Again, there's no DMs, though, like Twitter. So you can't get into somebody's DMs. Mm. And then also, like you mentioned, there's no reverse chronological order to the feed that you're seeing.
Well, I'm hoping they fix those things because those are very important bits. But, you know, whatever. It's early days and it's working really well.
It's really just early day.
It's early day. Yeah, very true. Trixie, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Hey, of course, anytime, guys.
We're going to leave a $100 bill on the nightstand and some bubble gum in your purse.
Hey, don't forget the double mint.
You got it. Thanks, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The White House cocaine will probably never be identified. We won't know. It's a shame.
I wonder how they tested it. I mean, did they really take it to lab or they just give it a good sniff?
Sniffed it up the nose, probably.
Oh, yeah, this is coke, all right.
We talked about in-law problems, and a woman called and said that it was her own mom that was the problem. She had to keep her away from her husband.
And 2 years before he actually met mom.
Yes,
I guess apparently he was like, yep, I see why you did
that. It was still too soon. And tomorrow we have more chances for you to win a trip to see Billy Idol in Las Vegas.
That's right. You hear us, Kevin and Sluggo, play Billy Idol. UB Caller 25 will put you in a drawing that we'll be doing during the All Request Fest in the 5 o'clock hour. That's party music tomorrow.
Tomorrow is already Friday. It's a short week.
Yeah, we need to start doing these short weeks. I like this. 3 days. That's almost doable. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Some dude from Google says within 8 years, nanobots will help you live forever. Would you want to live forever?
Honestly, I think no. I think I would just want to live my full life and then die in the end.
The way that the world is going right now, I don't think so, dude.
Yo.
Living forever.
Yay or nay?
Nay.
Hey, I'll live forever.
You would?
Yeah. Man, if people are living forever, how are you going to complete a life sentence in jail?
That's a great question.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'd rather die because I'd hate to think that the politicians would get their hands on this.
Would I live forever if you give me a 20-year-old's body? It's cocaine and hookers. You're on out.
If this next song is by Billy Idol, then you need to grab your phone in a rough fashion and beat caller 25 so that we might be able to send you to see him at the Chelsea Theater in Cosmopolitan in October. Damn it! It is not Billy Idol. But when we do, UB Caller 25, and you're in the drawing that we'll be doing at 5 o'clock this afternoon or thereabouts for a two-night stay in Vegas, and we'll give you $100 in gas to drive up there. Tickets are on sale right this second, and if you've never seen Billy Idol, you're missing out. Get them now at Ticketmaster.com and keep listening for something from Billy to play. We are going to push play on Billy Idol sometime soon, and when we do, you need to be Caller 25. You might be going up to hang out for a couple of nights in Vegas and see him play at the Chelsea Theater on October 27th. He's got a bunch of dates there at the Cosmopolitan, and those are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but just be ready when we play David Bowie.
Billy Idol is very different.
He is.
Very different.
And in the back of my mind going, don't say David Bowie, you moron.
That's why you said it.
Billy Idol.
Yep. Wow. It is a Billy Idol song between now and 5 o'clock.
There you go. Such a great song. I love that song.
That is good.
Billy Idol from his 1986 Whiplash Smile album, Don't Need a Gun. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, Sluggo.
What's up?
Who is this?
Who are you?
Yeah. My name's Alex.
Alex?
You're caller 25.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, Kevin, thank you.
You bet. You're qualified for a chance to win the grand prize. 2 tickets to see Billy Idol on October 27th at the Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. And a two-night stay in Vegas.
Oh, man. That's freaking sweet. Awesome. I'm packing my bags now.
Yeah, we'll give you $100 in gas card to get up there. And a ticket's available right now at Ticketmaster.com. But I'm hoping we'll call you sometime after 5 to tell you win. Fingers crossed.
Oh, man, I got my fingers and testicles crossed.
It's okay, good.
Hey, that's exactly what's going to happen right now. But please, don't hang up on us. So if your phone starts ringing, now is the time to answer it. Culligan Man calling. Wait, that's not right.
Culligan Man. Yeah, what a reference.
Hello? Flashback. Hey, is this Ryan?
Yeah, it is.
Ryan, I understand that you talked to Marcy today. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Well, tell everybody what happened.
So I heard a Billy Idol song, knew that I had to call in, as you told me, I won.
Isn't she the best?
She's awesome.
She put your name in the drawing, and guess what we just did? We just drew it out.
No way.
Which means you did win all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Awesome.
Dude, you're going to go see Billy Idol in Las Vegas at the Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan.
Dude, he's so good live. That's awesome.
He is so,
so
good
amazing.
Live.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll also put you up there for a couple of nights. We can't get you the prostitutes this time around. I'm sorry. You'll have to do that on your own, but we'll give you a $100 gas card to get there.
Okay, sweet. I'll get the Coke on my own.
Good, good.
Right on. Awesome. Well, congratulations, Ryan.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
You bet.
Hey, David, at Preferred Testing Labs. I might have something I need you to test, if you know what I mean. David at Preferred Testing Labs.
David!
In the house! Always has KLOS on. Thank you for doing that, dude. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, hi. Can you guys play Ozzy Osbourne, Patient Number 9?
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Who's this?
Chris Coble.
I'm just wondering how it would be for him doing that at Power Trip.
Yeah, no kidding.
That would be. I mean, so many to choose from. How do you choose? But that's a gooder.
Right
on. Where are you calling from?
Huntington Beach, man. I love you guys. You're awesome.
Pink Floyd showed up for the first time on television on this day in rock in 1967 on the BBC to play See Emily Play on Top of the Pops. Queen released their debut single on this day in rock in 1973 in the UK. Keep Yourself Alive. It didn't chart.